We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity
under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Welcome, supportive viewers, to Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive News for a Peaceful World. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10's Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Besikan Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. In Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Aserna. In Unkonsamba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Verde. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo, Buin, Paine. In San Bernardo, Caldera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaceta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. in Zona 10, en Cantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia, in Ciudad Bolivar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia, in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos, in Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV, in Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV, and in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central, Buenos Aires, Provincia de Punta Arenas, Channel 62 on Cable Punca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Exito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hotel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cable Visión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cable Visión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Pengwu County, Channel 03 on Pengwu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingjiang Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialan Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xingyuan Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengar Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Supater Teleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elhat Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzorg and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Hotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company. And in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, in Tike Province, in Boracay Island, Cable 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampua Boyai, Channel 70 on Boyai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF, helps people with disabilities in Burkina Faso. In Eco News, Chinese students raise awareness to protect the Yangtze finless porpoise. In Medical News, United Kingdom researchers find that babies laugh and cry when still in the womb. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, October 22nd, esteemed physicist and electrical engineer Mr. Carl Gude Jansky was born in 1905 in Norman, Oklahoma, USA. In 1931, he was the first to discover radio waves from an extraterrestrial source. This was later understood to be in the direction of the center of the Milky Way galaxy. Mr. Jansky's amazing finding led to the beginning of radio astronomy, which studies celestial objects at radio frequencies. In honor of his important achievement, the unit of radio wave emission strength was named the Jansky. May the discoveries of great scientists such as Mr. Carl Gude Jansky help us reach a deeper understanding and appreciation of our awe-inspiring cosmos.
Fly-in News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News from Brazil. As the nation's southern Santa Catarina state was devastated by torrential rains and floods in the early part of September, at least 3 fatalities were reported and at least 15,000 of the total 935,000 affected residents fled for shelters. More than half of the affected 60 cities declared states of emergency. Conveying all her love and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai donated $8,000 after our nearby association members assessed the situation, asking them to render aid to the most vulnerable. This amount could purchase approximately $35,000 in emergency supplies if obtained in the United States, based on Brazil's cost of living.
Covering their travel and related expenses of $1,190, our association members from Sao Paulo and Paraguay traveled as soon as they could to Santa Catarina State, Rio do Sul City, which was nearly completely underwater. About 300 families had been forced to stay in shelters at night because the rains had inundated their homes and ruined their possessions, leaving them with nowhere to sleep. The relief team was able to distribute 200 mattresses, sheets, and pillowcase sets to address these needs. In addition to the food and clothes already received, residents also gladly accepted the SOS flyer on climate change and the veg solution.
With thanks to the Brazilian government and officials, we are grateful for Supreme Master Qinghai's loving aid and the caring work of our association's relief team. Our prayers for the protection of the storm-affected people and for the lessening of such weather extremes through our gentler care for fellow co-inhabitants and the environment.
Relentless rains in Colombia impact lives. Heavy rains that began in September have more recently prompted 5 Colombian departments to declare crisis alerts. A report issued on Thursday, October 20, by the Colombian Red Cross indicates that 29 people have perished in recent weeks, with more than 94,000 residents affected by related flooding and landslides. One of the most disrupted is the northern department of Santander, where 7 deaths were reported in the past week as the Lebrija and Magdalena rivers burst their banks.
The coastal resort city of Cartagena was also impacted as around 10,000 homes in the less fortunate neighborhoods were damaged or destroyed. In addition, road closures have not only isolated communities, but have also devastated the nation's trucking industry due to damage in key locations that will require significant repair. According to the United Nations Development Program, UNDP, Colombia is the Latin American country that suffers most from climate change and has been facing chronic flooding since the end of last year. Over 130 13 extreme weather events were reported in September 2011 alone, including 12 mudslides, 54 floods, 44 windstorms, and 3 electrical storms.
With all her love and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai asks that our nearby association members please check with Colombian officials to find out whether assistance is required, as she requested that they also go, if possible, to comfort the most desperate, offering $15,000 for urgent needs. This amount could obtain $73,000 in emergency supplies if purchased in the United States based on the cost of living in Colombia.
We are grateful for the efforts of all helping personnel, as we also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her kind-hearted support. May heaven grace the Colombian people with resiliency as our greater consideration for all beings helps such distressing situations to subside.
Tremors rock India and Hawaii and California, USA on Thursday night, October 20th. A quake registering 5.0 on the Richter scale shook the western Indian state of Gujarat, its epicenter 38 kilometers south of Junagadh, followed on Friday by a 4.1 magnitude aftershock. Although no initial impact was reported, officials stated Friday that houses in up to 10 villages had been damaged, with 12 people who transferred to hospital for injuries, and the relief commissioner's office saying that all were out of danger. Meanwhile, at least 38 earthquakes had struck Big Island of Hawaii, USA from early Wednesday into Thursday.
The tremors, measuring up to magnitude 4.5, were centered northwest of the main summit of the active Mauna Kea volcano. On Thursday, two quakes struck in Northern California, USA, centered just a few kilometers from the city of Berkeley. Measuring 4.0 and 3.8 in magnitude, the tremors were felt by residents throughout the region. Fortunately, there were no immediate reports of damage or injuries in this case. With sincere appreciation for the swift assistance of the officials and emergency teams in India, we wish the injured a swift recovery as we pray for the protection of all in the quake-shaken regions and that the Earth's stability is renewed through humanity's kinder ways as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
There's a fundamental illusion in the world that somehow people are separate from nature.
There isn't one living system that is stable.
Our food is becoming poison.
There's an ocean crisis that is occurring
right now.
Making people realize that they are not separate from that web of life and biodiversity on the planet.
There's a real link between diet and environment. And
whereas 20 years ago there were perhaps 200 natural disasters a year, now we're facing something more like 400.
None of us want to be environment refugees.
So we're seeing effects already, but there's much more in the pipeline.
So we have tried to claim that the science is unconfirmed. They are wrong.
Everybody can give up meat.
To have a much less meat-based diet.
That is serious. I think diet needs to be addressed.
What can the European Parliament do, and the governments of the world? I suggest that they could encourage and guide people to reduce meat consumption.
One of the huge answers to our global crisis is more...
It's no longer a personal choice.
To help the environment, it's better than driving a hybrid car.
This is something that's going to affect the whole of the planet.
I think it's really beautiful and amazing that the food that heals us is also the same food that heals the planet.
Perhaps even more importantly is the impact of a vegan diet on the planet.
You know, animal farming is also the single largest source of nutrient pollution, which is extremely destructive.
80% of the area that is destroyed in the Amazon is occupied by cattle today.
Fire burning is a major contributor to the problems, and more often than not, they're clearing forests so that they can do grazing of cattle.
About only having some 97 months left in which to ensure greenhouse gas emissions reach their absolute peak.
Otherwise, it may well be too late.
Veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet.
Day 459.
Be Vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Formosa or Taiwan and China sign nuclear safety cooperation agreement. At the 7th high-level cross-strait meeting in Tianjin, China on Thursday, October 20th, negotiators from China's mainland and Formosa or Taiwan signed an agreement to set up a nuclear emergency reporting system for greater safety and shared regulation to ensure the health of both people and the environment. As the 16th such agreement signed since Formosa or Taiwanese President Ma Ying-jeou took office in 2008, the goals for the next meeting include an agreement for mutual investment protection, with the president also affirming his wish for a formal peace accord to be reached within the decade. Our sincere congratulations, Your Excellency, China and Formosa or Taiwan, on your work together furthering peace. May harmonious relations and prosperity continue to blossom for people across both lands.
Save our planet. Canada loses nearly half her Arctic ice shelves to record melts. In a deteriorating change that is being characterized as likely irreversible, researchers at the nation's Carleton University and the University of Ottawa recently reported that the nation's millennia-old Arctic ice shelves have steeply diminished in volume due to global warming in just the past 6 years.
They noted that during the summer of 2011 alone, Canada's largest ice shelf, the Ward Hunt, split into two, with some 3 billion tons of ice disintegrating into drifting masses. Meanwhile, the Sursun ice shelf almost completely melted, and the frozen Ellesmere Island shrunk by 480 square kilometers. Remarking on the unprecedented loss of such natural wonders, Dr. Derek Mueller of Carleton University stated, "These unique and massive geographical features that we consider to be a part of the map of Canada are disappearing and they won't come back."
Our appreciation, Dr. Mueller and fellow scientists, for this alert to the alarming effects of continued global warming. May we all take heed and unite to protect our cherished earthly home.
During a November 2009 video conference in Washington, D.C., USA, Supreme Master Ching Hai addressed the disturbing consequences of climate change in the Arctic and other areas, as well as what must be done to safeguard these precious landforms.
In the Arctic, North Pole, so much ice has already melted that scientists are forecasting an ice-free summer within as little as 3 to 6 years, which would be the first time in 1 million years. First time in 1 million years. Glaciers across the globe are shrinking more quickly than researchers ever expected, leaving rivers and lakes gone, disappear, or drying, with no water for crops and billions who face food shortages due to water shortages as well. You may ask, what is the main cause of this damage and destruction to the environment? Perhaps, surprisingly, it's not the coal industry or cars or planes or trains or boats or ships. It's methane, which is produced primarily by the livestock industry. So, to solve this, we do need to move quickly. Be vegan.
Save Our Planet, a technology developed by a British university student that generates electricity from footsteps on pavement, dubbed PaveGen, is set for initial release in helping power the lights near London's 2012 Summer Olympics, when the underfoot system is activated by the several million visitors expected to attend.
Save Our Planet. Results from an international scientific study released October 18, 2011, state that more than twice as many tons of Atlantic bluefin tuna were killed and sold than allowed in 2010 quotas, which the scientists say is compounding the dire situation of the already overfished population.
Save Our Planet. A study released on October 13, 2011 by researchers in Mexico finds that almost a quarter of 270 tested wild cotton seeds had been contaminated by genetically modified cotton genes, some even carrying multiple transgenes, thus raising concerns for the environment and food safety.
Hi, it's me, Tinko the Tonkin Snubnose Monkey, here with my sweet son, Kanto.
And we're following a yummy plant-based diet.
We'd like to share a tip on the chayote squash, also known as the vegetable pear.
This crunchy fruit can be eaten raw or cooked.
Enjoy it baked as a side dish, in stews, and soup recipes.
Nutritionally, it is high in fiber, provides essential nutrients like B and C vitamins, and minerals including iron, zinc, and potassium.
Thank you for tuning in, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet.
Now, the weather around the globe.
Humanitarian news. The United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF, helps people with disabilities in Burkina Faso. UNICEF donated equipment through the Federation of Association of Burkina Faso for the Promotion of People with Disabilities, or FIBA, to help individuals lead autonomous lives. The contribution includes two 32-seat buses, a four-wheel drive, 145 three-wheelers, some of which are motorized, and more than 500 kitchen utensil kits. The vehicles will help more than 2,300 youngsters to commute daily to centers where they learn skills such as traditional Burkina Faso weaving. Our sincere appreciation, United Nations Children's Fund and Federation of Associations of Burkina Faso for the Promotion of People with Disabilities, for working together to benefit many gentle-hearted citizens. May all people have lives full of joy with God's abundant blessings.
In Eco News, Chinese students raise awareness to protect the Yangtze finless porpoise. Zhu Didi and Jin Caoqing of the Eco Environment Protection Association of Nanjing University formed a group to do further research on the endangered freshwater porpoise. The species lives exclusively in the Yangtze River and the Poyang and Dongting lakes that connect to it. Following their study, the team went to local communities to call attention to the concern over the finless porpoise through presentations. Kudos Zhu Didi and Zhen Caoqing for your dedicated efforts to preserve the precious Yangtze finless porpoise. May all animal co-inhabitants flourish with our caring stewardship. Coming up on Noteworthy News, researchers find that by week 35 of pregnancy, fetuses have distinct facial expressions. We'll take a meditative walk around the garden and be right back. Please stay tuned for more auspicious news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, splendid news for a sublime world. In medical news, United Kingdom researchers find that babies laugh and cry when still in the womb. Scientists including Dr. Nadja Raislin from Durham University, Dr. Brian Francis of Lancaster University, and Dr. Karen Lincoln of the James Cook University Hospital analyzed videotaped 40 ultrasound images of the same fetuses between 20 and 36 weeks of pregnancy. They found that by week 35, the facial movements were coordinated with recognizable expressions such as laughing and crying. Our many thanks, Dr. Nadja Raislin, Dr. Brian Francis, Dr. Karen Lincoln and team for highlighting the development of babies before being born. May your children be blessed with good health and loving families.
Now let's listen to a joke told in Jamaican entitled Secret of Success.
The other day, I get the chance to pass by my workplace boss office. Him is a very irie guy, and every time I get the chance to rope in and check him, we always have good reasoning. While me kick back in at the office, me say to him, "Boss, what is the secret to your success?" Him say, "Two word." And what that, boss? "Right choice." "But what you do fi make the right choice?" "One word," him answer. "So boss, how about that?" "Experience, man." "And how you get experience?" "Two word." "So boss, how about them there?" "Wrong choice."
And now for our viewers' hotline.
I'm passing warm tender greeting for the effort you are doing. I'm Veg. I'm planning to release a Veg cookbook so that it's very easy for me to help other people as you are doing. Frederick from Livingstone, Zambia.
Kindred Spirit Frederick, it is wonderful to receive your message and hear that you will share your plant-based recipes with others. We wish you all the best in reaching as many people as possible. God bless you and all the pure-minded people of Zambia with everlasting peace and plentitude.
Do you have a hotline today? We would be delighted to hear your hotlines and stories from your area. Please send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May you be graced with celestial serenity and love.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II of the United Kingdom is welcomed by Australian Prime Minister Julia Gillard, youths with flowers, and other admiring citizens as she arrives in Australia for an 11-day state visit.
Having transferred 30 U.S.-operated bases to Iraqi control over the past year, the U.S. military shuts down the second of three regional headquarters as part of efforts to bring the remaining 39,000 troops home by the end of 2011.
Canada-based aid agency Development and Peace, sponsored by the Roman Catholic Church, raises $6.3 million to donate to Kenya, Somalia, Ethiopia, and Somaliland to help alleviate hunger and thirst by providing food, water, and other necessities.
Leaders of the Spanish Basque Party ETA pledge an official halt to all violence in their group's pursuit of autonomy, saying that it will instead seek a just and democratic solution.
Ms. Stacey Krim of Oklahoma, USA passes away with peace of mind after seeing for the first time her newborn daughter, Dottie Mae, whose life she saved in lieu of her own when she refused chemotherapy treatment for head and neck cancer discovered during her pregnancy.
Completing a four-day journey through Australia, the car built by Japan's Tokai University team is the first of 37 to cross the finish line among the vehicles from 21 countries participating in the 11th annual World Solar Challenge, where all are powered only by the sun.
As reported by Brigham and Women's Hospital in Massachusetts, USA, 65-year-old patient Richard Mangino, who lost both his hands and feet due to a blood infection, is the recipient of a successful rare double hand transplant.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.